And Rebecca?
Oh,
she had to go find Brett right now.
How has God been faithful this year? This year has been the most challenging in all ways to our nation, our church, our family, and the workplace, both emotionally and physically. From the onset of the new year in 2020, my job was growing increasingly frustrating as I was dealing with a difficult coworker with whom I shared a teaching space for 2 years. I was stressed out on a daily basis and carried the stress home with me and even suffered from a severe case of hives that would reoccur. I was angry and irritated and complained much to friends and family about her. I prayed for myself and the students that were affected, but only when I felt guilt did I pray for my coworker. Spring came, and as I approached the end of the year, I had mixed feelings about my upcoming retirement from teaching, because this time it was permanent. I was excited, but deep down I was worried that my purpose and identity would be gone. After all, I had been a teacher for almost half my life. This left me feeling uncertain and sad. Then dreaded COVID-19 took over our lives, all of our lives, in all aspects. Stress from fear of germs, pressures of teaching online, separation from family, friends, and church became overwhelming. Hearing of widespread critical illness and death on a daily basis, experiencing and hearing about growing political turmoil and the impending election became a daily emotional burden. I was concerned about my husband's business. How are we going to make it? He's self-employed when so many others are losing their jobs and their income. Demands from working at home, grocery shopping with masks and at one point with gloves, trying to disinfect every item I brought home, cooking, cleaning, helping elderly parents, being trapped at home, and other fallout from the shelter-in-place, or shutdown as they call it, felt like jail. The more serious threats of COVID, again, the increasing hostile political climate, riots, lawlessness in our nation, was making me fearful, more than I had ever experienced in my life. My confidence and boldness in approaching life daily and problem solving was shaken, and I became someone almost entirely different in the way I felt about my life and my future. I was scared and timid and depressed. The month of May finally arrived, and I was retired. Wow, what a relief from one area of pressure and more time to spend doing the things that I couldn't manage to do while working, and I was looking forward to enjoying so much with the leisure time I would gain. But within 5 weeks of retirement, I began experiencing one health problem after another: root canal, tooth extraction, neck stiffness and pain, sleeplessness, female problems, severe dry eye, and different pains plagued me. I've always been healthy and strong and only went to the doctor for wellness checks and occasional temporary sicknesses, strep throat, the usual cold. I became increasingly forgetful and highly anxious, doubting myself and making so many careless mistakes and near accidents, especially involving taking so many different medications. Did I take it? Did I not take it? Did I take too much? My prayer life certainly increased. I prayed randomly throughout the day for strength, courage, protection, healing, patience for our nation. As I began to pray for my own health concerns, I would think of someone else that had health problems and burdens. One example, when I was experiencing the pain of dry eye, I learned that my dearest friend Merlene, of over 20 years, had a rare form of cancer in her eye. Later, she lost the eye because it could not be saved, and she was unable to wear a prosthetic eye because of the extensive surgery. Then I thought of my mother-in-law, Marjorie, who has suffered from macular degeneration for years and how it has worsened over the years. She's so limited, no reading, painting, or drawing. This must be so depressing for her as an artist. I recalled that Dwight Devenport had lost much of the vision in one of his eyes and knew how challenging and discouraging it must be, especially for one so young. I found that as I encountered a setback, a problem, or had a worrisome thought to pray for others that had similar or far worse conditions or events that they were battling, I prayed for those that I knew by name or as an entire group, such as the elderly, teachers, parents, neighbors, church leaders, law enforcement, business owners, government leaders, and so on, I started setting aside a particular time and place to pray and created a prayerful atmosphere where I would focus on my relationship with God. I knew I could pray any time and any place and did so as the person or thought crossed my mind, but I wanted it to be more focused and more special. I specifically followed the prayer outline of praise, confession, prayer for others, and then myself. What a difference it made in my prayer life. My confessions led me to pray for those I had often disagreed with or who had experienced conflict with in the past. In turn, my blessings and gratitude led me to pray for those who did not have those same blessings. I decreased the amount of news that I listened to, and I was reminded that God is the sovereign leader in my life, not the conditions that I was living under, nor any government leader or entity. God alone will be faithful to me forever. I started thinking of what my purpose was since I had retired. I would often pray for God to make me a soldier, but I was a soldier without courage and without a clear mission. I would ask forgiveness for being afraid and cowardly and to help me trust and obey Him. Sorry. I was so accustomed to being a leader because as a teacher, I was confident in my subject matter and my resourcefulness and my independence. My many years of experience in school allowed me to be successful in the classroom and other teaching related areas. So without the classroom, what did I have to offer? I found that my time, my attention, encouraging others, giving of myself, providing for someone's needs, praying for people, even praying for total strangers that I encountered in public was an important job. I didn't have to do anything extraordinary. God led me through my prayers to do for others at a time people needed to be remembered, sharing meals, making something special for someone, groceries, delivering supplies, making a phone call, reaching out to others to ask them what I could pray for them about, making contributions to those who were struggling financially. I would see a young homeless man living behind the shopping center near my home, and it was so hot this summer. He looked to be about 22 years old or so. I would remain in my car, and with a window rolled down, I would simply ask if are you hungry? Would you like something to eat? He would be so happy and light up and say yes. And when I asked him what he wanted, he would say, whatever you want to bring me, I'm not picky. Over several weeks, I would bring him clothing, toiletries, food. I even brought him drawing supplies to keep him occupied, and of course, water to drink and even water to wash in. We would chat from afar, and he was unaware of the pandemic, so I was able to give him an update and provide a mask for him. I prayed for him, and he would often tell me, I really don't want to put you out or keep asking you for anything. And I reminded him, Carlos, you never once asked me for anything. I sought you out. I told him that I did not know his particular circumstances of becoming homeless, but that we all needed kindness and care. I was able to show Carlos God's love and faithfulness and told him that these things were done in the name of Jesus Christ. God has provided the right medical care for me, and I have the resources to pay for this with insurance and the income I've saved. He's given me a new purpose in praying more often, with more direction, and doing so much more for others. He has provided so many projects for Rob's business that he is booked with work through 2021. And this includes income for his partner and the others that they hire to work on these projects. I treasure my time at home, especially with my husband. My in-laws that are in their late 80s are doing well in spite of being shut in. Our visits with them are so special, and they're special for all of us. We spend time with our children and grandchildren. We call and text so much more to share stories, jokes. We've become so much more thoughtful toward one another. We have a closeness that we've never had before. I appreciate the simplest things and find contentment even in my daily chores. I'm growing less fearful, and I'm learning to accept that I'm growing older in my body and mind. I realize that it is a privilege to pray, not an obligation. God be praised for showing me His faithfulness.
Amen.
It's all right.
Thank you, Amy. And you know, I think about one of my favorite things about Amy that happened this fall is one day after church, I think you were kind of at your wit's end, and I walked up and you and Rebecca were talking, and then Suzanne Carroll walked up, and then I walked up. I think you may have prayed with us, and I just remember you saying, I feel so silly crying, and I feel like I'm complaining all the time, and I'm sure, you know, no one else struggles like I do, and we were all able to say, wait a minute, that's what we're here for, and absolutely, we struggle, and thank you for sharing, because I'm just a few years behind you, and now I'll kind of know what to expect and how to handle it, and you're just a few years ahead of her, and you were able to share, and Lindsay's way behind us, and Audrey's way, way, way behind us, and y'all are... And then Kate's even behind them. But look at this chain.
And your plaque about worry less, pray more. I'm like, that's it.
Yeah.
I became quite a big baby. I was used to being the leader, and I'll solve this, and I can do anything. And I have strep. I'll just take an antibiotic and a nap, and I'm just going to, I would just do anything. I was unstoppable, I felt. And guess why? I, me. And then when that was diminished, it's like, now what do? Sit in the corner and suck my thumb. But but not anymore. not with the germs we have.
Do you still see Carlos?
You know what? He stopped. He just disappeared. But he was there every day in the same spot. I mean, he just had like a sack. And I'd bring him clothes. And I brought him some, don't laugh, Tide Pods. And... And I asked him if he knew where the laundromat was, and I said, how did you, you know, what happened? And he said, I made a lot of bad choices. He said, I did the wrong thing. And I said, do you want me to call your family for you? And he goes, why? I said, because, you know, and I just talked to him, and I didn't tell Rob because he would wring my neck being scared, but eventually I did because, I mean, I was really far from him. And he never weighed me down so he could have some money. He never even knew. I mean, he would just always be sort of pondering. And I thought, was he on drugs? But he was so coherent and intelligent, and his vocabulary was, he just seemed really out of place to be living outside. And then I said, well, eventually he would get to where I would drive by and honk, and he would just wave. And then I'd come back by and say, do you need anything? And he would very often say no. But he never took advantage of it. And that's when I knew it was right. Because he never asked for money, never asked for a thing. Wow. But I haven't seen him. He even told me, well, when it gets cold, I'll find somewhere to stay. That's what he told me. But he didn't know about the pandemic, and I thought, wow. He said, I see people wearing stuff on their face. What is that all about? Mm-hmm. So it makes you realize we have so much to be grateful for. Mm-hmm. Didn't even have a radio. He had no idea. So I don't know where he is, but I didn't proselytize to him. The only thing I could do was pray for him out loud with him and provide things and tell him where it was coming from. And that was about all I could do because he just wasn't ready.
Yeah. So. Well, you never know when y'all may cross paths, or he may cross paths with someone else and you've planted the seed.
I hope so. And whether I find it, because the sermons have really helped lately. It's like, you don't have to be on the street corner preaching, you know, because that was me. It's like, well, I don't know the Bible very well. And I get tongue tied around people I don't know. And I don't know, you know, it's like, well, then what can you do? That's really what it's about.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very, very much. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening. Yeah, it's been a great year. It's been a better year in some ways.
Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity to see God's faithfulness and that this world is not our home.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
It's becoming easier to not be of this world, isn't it? I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm not, but there are still temptations, but sometimes you're like, that's the choice. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna turn this off.